Hello, welcome to another episode of Your Encore, a Legacy Leader podcast series. Legacy Leaders is an encore program of the Cleveland Leadership Center. Your Encore will consist of legacy leaders sharing their life stories to inspire or encourage you to a second or third act. Initiatives such as Livable Cuyahoga and Walk Bike Ohio have led to exploring ways to energize a statewide encore effort around healthy communities. Today's episode will feature legacy leader Robert Shield and Jacob Van Sickle, Executive Director of Bike Cleveland, who will discuss age-friendly outdoor recreational trails. Welcome, Bob Shields and Jacob Van Sickle.
Thank you, Claudia. It's good to be here. I guess I should explain why Claudia asked me to do this with Jacob this afternoon. This is supposed to be about age-friendly or age-appropriate cycling. I may be of that age. I'm glad you can't all see me. And I have been, through my life, an avid cycler going back to when I was in high school, and a big fan of the trails in this area, as well as bike organizations such as what Jacob represents, which is Bike Cleveland. So, Jacob, I'll let you pick up just a little bit from here.
Yeah, Bob. For sure. Yeah. Thanks for having me. So my name's Jacob Van Sickle. I work at Bike Cleveland. And really, our mission is about creating a region that's sustainable, connected, healthy, and vibrant by promoting bicycling and advocating for safe and equitable transportation for all. And, you know, certainly that includes advocating for environments that make bicycling easy and accessible for people of all ages and abilities. We also have a number of education programs that reach youth all the way up to senior citizens on teaching them how to ride a bike safely or get back out on a bike safely. And then we also do a number of encouragement programs where we, you know, do organized group rides and events that kind of build community and kind of build social interactions among people out biking.
Well, I'm going to follow up with two things. One is cycling is how I met my wife. So obviously, I'm kind of a fan of that. You're talking about education. And when we met, her question to me was, you're the cycling guy around here. And I was the one who used to think 25 miles after work was a nice little ride. And she saw me in my kit. And I said, yeah. So I made some gave her a general idea of what sort of bikes are available because she was a runner. And she said, you know, there's going to come a time with my joints. I said, absolutely. So cycling is a good thing to do. So we both cycle now. She's not running, and somewhere along the way, we got married too. So I guess I have a lot to be thankful for there. And as far as the group rides go and the camaraderie, Jacob, I couldn't agree more. Even though a lot of us go out riding solo, and that can be a true joy. When you're with a group of people, especially if they're of the same ability as you, it is really a lot of fun just to do those miles with them, take the stops where you can and have a chat, discuss bikes, of course, but just enjoy what you're doing and where you are. And so I think for cyclists of any age, that is a great thing to do. And I've always enjoyed that.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, one of the key benefits of bicycling is that kind of increased social interaction. You know, it's a great way to meet people. You met your wife through it. Yeah. And you know, get around with your families and friends. I've met many people who, you know, joined an organized bike ride like Slow Roll or other organized rides. And, you know, that was kind of their gateway into bicycling more on their own, but they used that as kind of the vehicle to build connections and meet people as a way to get around.
Yeah, I mean, part of this is, and I think we can go to seniors, you know, how do we meet new people? How do we bring more people into our lives? And it's so easy when you get to a certain age to just kind of start to fall back and be a bit more homebound, really more by choice than anything else. When you realize a lot of the things that are out there that people can do, ways to not only exercise, keep themselves healthier, but also to get that social aspect, which is equally important to the physical health. This is what Bike Cleveland offers, is something that not only for all ages, but I think especially for seniors, is something that's very positive. And I think to that end, you have a new program there focused on seniors.
Yeah,
you can define senior however you want.
Right. Yeah. Not a new program. Actually, back in 2018, we partnered with the City of Cleveland Department of Aging to start a new program called Silver Spokes. And it was a program initially funded by AARP. And it was really in response to the City of Cleveland's age-friendly Cleveland plan, which found that, 37% of Cleveland residents are interested in participating in more physical activity and more recreation, including cycling. But, during the development of that plan, many of the older adults affirmed there was interests in biking, but there were a lot of obstacles that people didn't know to be able to get back on a bike. So we put together this program called Silver Spokes, where we would go out to recreation centers and invite seniors to join us for a presentation talking about, how to get back out on a bike safely. What are the rules of the road? And then we purchased some senior accessible bicycles, various types of bikes, whether it be a tricycle or a recumbent bicycle, which is a bicycle with three wheels kind of lower to the ground. We bought an electric bicycle and just a step through kind of flat foot bike called the Townie that kind of gives good position on a bicycle for older adults. And, after the presentation, we give them the opportunity to go out in the parking lot and actually try out some of those bikes. And for, some of those seniors, I believe one of them said, this is the most fun I've had in years. Wow. It had been so long since they'd been out on a bicycle. And it was great to see and a great way to kind of reintroduce folks that hadn't been on a bike in some cases decades to bicycling.
Yeah. But, it's interesting when you say that. I'm thinking the word freedom comes to my mind. So I remember when we were kids, in my case, many, many decades ago, the ability to go out on a bike during the summer and just ride and tell mom or dad, what time do you want me home? Well, be home for dinner, that sort of thing. It was absolute freedom. And in a way, I see the same thing for seniors today, that to get out, to meet people, but just to get out, not necessarily have to go all that far, from home to wherever, whatever point, that too is freedom. And I think that is useful for people of any age, but I think as we get older, it's something we are easy to give up. And perhaps this is a way to help stave that off or maybe just stop it.
Yep. Yeah, and certainly too, in terms of the benefits that can bring, whether you're hopping on a bike just to ride to the library or ride to the grocery store to grab something, that little bit of physical activity can have a big impact on your body and your mind as a whole. We saw a lot during the COVID-19 pandemic, a lot of people turning to bicycling for improved mental health. Biking can improve your cognitive function and your memory. And, that's something we all want to keep sharp. Biking can certainly provide that outlet to be able to do it while also, running errands or just, being physically active out in the community.
I think of that when you talk about, running errands and being active in the community. As you and I speak, we are in the midst of an absolutely gorgeous May afternoon. The sort of afternoon where you just kind of get in the itch and, if you're a hardcore cyclist, why don't we go out and do, 30 or 40 miles? I don't think seniors are necessarily going to get on the bike and do that. But what about on an afternoon like this, getting out and doing a couple miles to a park or a couple miles to a store where you have to pick something up and you have a backpack or something where you can put the goods and go back home with your hands still, free to do what you need to do. That is just a wonderful way to do things.
Yeah, I was just going to note, if folks are interested in getting back on a bike, there are some kind of key tips. We communicate a lot through our Silver Spokes program. And, there's four things that we usually tell people. And, one is really, making sure you choose the right bicycle. Find a bicycle that's comfortable for you to ride. Right. Something that isn't too big so that you don't lose your balance, but something that's, makes you feel comfortable. And when you're riding it, you feel like you have good control of it. And, you mentioned about, folks going out and doing 30, 40 mile rides. We certainly do have some of our members who are seniors who go out and do big 50, 60, 70, 80 mile bike rides, but that you don't have to start there, start slow. If you haven't been on a bicycle in a while, it's important to kind of gradually build up your endurance. So begin with short rides on flat terrain and kind of slowly increase your distance and difficulty. We always encourage folks to wear the proper safety gear, which is always a helmet on your head. And we always encourage folks just to beware of road traffic conditions, especially if you're on the road. But luckily here in Northeast Ohio, we have a pretty robust network of trails that make great ways for people to ride their bikes in stress-free environments.
2 points. First of all, the safety of the helmets, absolutely. I'm also a fan of gloves and the proper pants, so nothing's getting caught. And some people know what I'm talking about. They're getting caught with the chain or the cranks. But it's also cycling. It also gave me the opportunity to wear lime green shirts and orange socks, that sort of thing, and maybe a red helmet. Anything that makes you bright that says, "Hi, watch out for me," those colors are good to go. And I have to say, it was a nice change of pace for me from my usual day-to-day. The other thing I was thinking about was the trails, and I agree with you completely. The trails in this area, as well as some towns that have become more bike-friendly, we see an increase in the number of bike lanes in this area, something I would recommend people to take a look at and possibly become involved with. That said, there are still some roads, some major roads, where riding along the side can be, you have to be heads up the entire time. Not that you don't need to be when you're on in a bike lane, but it's absolutely crucial in that case. The trails pretty much alleviate that, though, and that's one of the beautiful things about Northeast Ohio. As you noted, Jacob, we have loads, miles and miles of trails.
Yeah, absolutely. We have the gem of the Cleveland Metro Parks and you know, all the trails along the Valley Parkway. Well over 100 miles of paved trails there. And then we also have the Towpath Trail, which is, you know, I always tell people that's great for folks that just want to get out and ride because it's flat. Mm-hmm. It's a good kind of intro trail. And it's a fun to ride through the Cuyahoga Valley National Park and, you know, smell all the smells and see all the sights. And it's a really stress-free environment. Occasionally you'll hear the whistle of the Cuyahoga Valley Scenic Railroad. So.
Right. Yeah. I've done them both. Make a note for those who want to do the trail through the Cuyahoga Valley National Park, let's say starting as far north as Independence. I recommend that you do not use your road tires if you're a hardcore roadie. I agree with Jacob. It's a great trail. Love the surface. It is so much fun to ride, but you definitely want to have some slightly wider tires there for some of the gravel areas. It's not unsafe at all. It's just that it's a little bit easier to ride with the wider tires as opposed to the road tires. So that's a good thing. Yeah. And I think I've ridden the better part of the trail through the Metro Park. So that's wonderful, too. But there are a lot of other shorter trails that are closer to home as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. One of my favorites, the one that's close to my heart, is the Morgana Run Trail, which is the city of Cleveland's first urban rails to trails project. So it's very flat because it used to be a railroad, and it connects from East 49th Street around Interstate 77 and kind of goes through the neighborhood and kind of follows along Broadway Avenue and ends at Harvard. So if you're looking for, you know, a quick, you know, 6 mile round trip, flat bicycle ride, in the city of Cleveland, it's a great trail to connect to. There's also some nice trails along the lakefront. You have the Lakefront Bikeway, which connects to Edgewater Park and over to Ohio City, as well as the new Red Line Greenway, which goes along the Red Line tracks from West 25th Street in Cleveland out to West 65th Street. So there's a lot of these little small sections of trails that make good places for people to go out and recreate, but in our realm also are great kind of transportation corridors to get people from, you know, where they are to where they need to go.
And some of these trails are slowly but surely being connected, are they not?
Yes, yeah, that's a big part of our work is, you know, kind of evaluating the bicycle network and identifying, you know, where connections can be made so that, you know, you don't have to hop on a road to mix with traffic without a bike lane or a protected bike lane. You know, our work is really about building out that all ages and abilities network that makes it safe and comfortable for people of all ages and abilities to bike.
Yeah, I've long been a bit jealous of Southwest Ohio with their network of trails down there. You can do 100 miles plus and never leave a trail, which is absolutely wonderful. That's where I did my only thank you, double metric. I don't plan to do that again. Maybe you can explain what a double metric is. But what I like is since I've been living in the Cleveland area, is to see not only new trails beginning, but trails eventually being connected. So if we go back to the idea of the trail there in Cuyahoga Valley National Park, the whole idea that eventually, I believe, we're going to have trails done properly that will take, let's say, from, you'll be able to ride from Akron and even further south, Tuscarora, so on, all the way up to the lake. Now that would be a beautiful ride. And the nice thing, as you noted, it is fairly flat, not absolute, but not beyond the capability of most people, especially if they've been out doing a little riding already and they know what their limits are in terms of mileage. Another thing is that you can find resources along the way, which is nice as well. Not everywhere, but enough places that you're not without something that will meet your needs as you go through.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, speaking of resources, on our website at bikecleveland.org, we have a lot of good resources on there about getting around by bike and things like our Biking in Cleveland guide, which kind of gives people an idea of kind of what to be thinking about if they're purchasing a bike and what they might need, all the way to kind of understanding the rules of the road and where to find, you know, places to ride safely, like a lot of the trail networks. We have a lot of those resources on our website for folks to kind of peruse and kind of figure out, you know, where do they want to ride and what's the best way to get back out on a bike?
Right. And I'm taking a look at that right now as we're talking, Jacob. And my goodness, you have, wow, we have a velodrome here. You might want to explain that at some point. But the Metro Park Trail's complete on that, the Medina Trail. So you're not only putting information down for Cleveland proper and maybe nearby Cuyahoga, but it looks to me from your website that you're also reaching out to where people who are within range of Cleveland can get information, which is wonderful.
Yep. Yeah, we always know people are always looking for new places to ride. So we're continually kind of updating it and putting routes together for folks.
I'm also taking a look. You have a nice section here entitled Social Rides, Clubs, and Touring, representing all over the place or different groups. There's an Akron Bicycle Club. We have the Cleveland Touring Club. Lake Erie Wheelers, it just goes Stark County and Slow Roll. I'll take that to mean that those are people who don't try to go fast and win the race, come out first. Okay, something for people to watch out for sometimes, especially if it's mostly guys doing the ride. If we're older, we're past that. Anyway, what I like about that is that there is so much there. So no matter where you live, you can find a group that you can join. And for that social aspect, if you're not sure where to go, they'll know where to go, or they'll have the club rides arranged, which is a great way to get back into cycling if somebody has not been there for a long time.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a growing cycling community here in Cleveland. There's a lot of great volunteers that organize many great cycling clubs, ranging from folks that do want to go out and do, you know, 20 mile per hour ride, 20 to 30 miles, all the way down to folks that just want to go out and do a quick, you know, 10-mile stroll around the neighborhood, whether that be Slow Roll Cleveland or Cleveland Touring Club or Akron Bike Club or the Major Taylor Cycling Club. There's always social groups to get connected with here, kind of get you back oriented and build those social connections and get out and ride.
One of the things I remember very, that I know very strongly about the social aspect is one of the big rides in this area, as it is throughout the country, something called the MS-150. It's a big fundraiser for multiple sclerosis. Here, I believe we still call it Pedal to the Point. And I did that, I think, for 10 years. What is really cool about it is that you have the young guys with their carbon fiber bikes who are there first thing in the morning, and they hit their stopwatch, and it's how fast can we get to Sandusky, doing the 100-mile option. And then you have a lot of other people who, if you look at them, you're wondering, what made you think you could get on this and do this ride? But the thing is, they do it. The heart is there. Apparently, the body is too. What's really nice is that as a cyclist, maybe I catch up to a group that's a little slower than me, but they started earlier, and we'll ride together for a while. And you're just kind of chatting. You don't know these people from Adam, but we're all into the same thing. And the common factor is the bicycle. Or maybe some people catch up with me, and we're talking for a little while too. It's just a wonderful thing. It really adds so much to the day to be able to do that, even though you're not necessarily going to connect, because there are hundreds and hundreds, I think well over 1,000 riders on these rides. So you're not going to remember everybody. Whereas a club You get more of the social aspect. But my point is, no matter what you're doing with people on a bike together, there's a social aspect to it. And that really feeds the soul, I think.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I mean, bicycles are, they're a community building tool, right? I mean, they're, they're about, one, improving the environment, about transportation and mobility and how people are able to get around and access the things that they need to access, whether it be a grocery store or a doctor's office or to get access to a park. But again, there are also that, there's that social aspect of it. And I think that's one of the big ones that's often overlooked when people start to bike, but it's a great way to meet new people. It's a great way to experience your neighborhood or experience a part of the city you've never experienced before. And just to be social and be out in your neighborhood.
I'm thinking about bicycles as such at the moment, not the people, not the social aspect. You know, when we were kids, we, I think I'm a little older than you, Jacob. And the big thing when I was a kid, boy, when you got that first 26-inch Huffy, life was good. That was the beginning of freedom. But that we would go on to other bikes. Well, some of us did. I was one who did. But the question is, if somebody has been off the bike for, as you suggested, and I agree completely, decades, how do they know what to get? It's so easy to get the wrong bike. And I don't know that too many people are aware of that. Mm-hmm. And I bring that question up because you do have a nice list of bicycle shops here.
Yeah, I would. I mean, we always encourage people to visit their local bike shop and talk with the professionals there about, you know, kind of how are you going to be using your bicycle? And they can provide good recommendations on kind of what type of bike might be good. I mentioned kind of the fleet of bikes we have here that we use for our senior programs. And, you know, one of the ones that was generally the most popular was the Townie bicycle, because it allows you to, when you're stopped on your bicycle, to have your feet flat on the ground. And it just kind of puts you in an upright position. So you're not on like a drop bar bike where you're a little bit more hunched over. And for a lot of seniors, that's a little bit more comfortable. And it makes it feel a little bit easier and safer to ride. So we always encourage people, you know, talk with your local bike shop, let them know kind of what your concerns are, how you're going to be using the bike, if you're going to be using it, you know, to go on longer rides versus, you know, tooling around the neighborhood or checking out some local trails. And they can usually provide a good option for you.
Yeah, and a range of options price-wise. The other thing that's interesting, my wife noted that when we finally did get a bike for her after she came over and asked me about bicycles, and that is they will fit you to your bike, which I think is important at any age. I know that riders, it's you know, the professional riders, like in the Tour de France, that's critical. But I think for seniors, probably more than much younger people, having the right size can make a world of difference in terms of the comfort from a ride.
Yeah, especially, and even small things like making sure your seat is at the right level, you know, so you're not underextending or overextending your knees to get kind of a full pedal stroke. Yep.
Yeah, and seniors are definitely thinking about knees. So that's a good one. What sort of future do you look at with regard to silver spokes or development of trails here in Northeast Ohio, Jacob?
Yeah, so for Silver Spokes, we took a pretty long break during the pandemic, and we're looking to bring it back this fall through some Cleveland Recreation Centers in partnership with the Cleveland Department of Aging. In terms of kind of the growth in the bike network, you know, we're working diligently with the city of Cleveland to advocate for more bike lanes and trails across the city to build out some of those connections where there are gaps in our bike network. And one big project we've been pushing for a number of years is called the Midway Project, which is a protected bike lane that would be constructed on Superior Avenue connecting Public Square out to East 55th Street. And when we say a protected bike lane, we think of a 10-foot trail down the middle of Superior Avenue that's flanked on both sides by 10-foot wide green space. So you have almost an urban trail down the middle of Superior Avenue to make a connection out east, which will then connect you to the Lakefront Bikeway on the east side of Cleveland as well. And so those are some of the projects we're really looking forward to seeing installed and kind of advocating for them to be pushed forward.
All right. To finish up, for those listening, what can I do that will help move these plans ahead? I don't know that you would think of Bike Cleveland being the everything about this, that you have the ideas, and surely you can use more assistance.
For sure. Yeah. We always encourage folks to visit our website, sign up for our e-newsletter, and we often send out action alerts where we encourage folks to, you know, contact their public officials, whether it be a council person or their mayor, to say, hey, we want more safe places for people to bike and walk. So sign up for our e-newsletter, come out to any of our events, come out to a slow roll. There's plenty of ways to kind of get plugged into the growing bicycling community here in Northeast Ohio.
Well, then let me finish up by saying you can find Bike Cleveland, Jacob, and the rest of the staff at Bike Cleveland, one word, bikecleveland.org. I have it up in front of me, and I have to tell you, there is loads of information on there for anybody, for any rider of any age, including those of us who are a little bit more on the senior side of things. Jacob, it's been such a pleasure. Thanks so much for your time.
Yeah, thanks, Bob. Thanks for having me. We look forward to seeing some of our listeners out on some rides this summer.
Okay, I hope you do.
And thank you, listeners. We hope you were inspired or motivated to stay or become healthy, fit, during your encore. Thank you so much, Bob and Jacob.
Our pleasure.
Absolutely.